HarperCollins presents Mindsight by Chris Curran. Read by Tamsin Kennard. Chapter 1. The road twisted ahead, a blur of heat shimmering above it. I looked away, my eyes dazzled by the fields flashing past. Bright green, pale green, dark green. Brown, acid yellow, and green again. Alice changed gear into what must have been fifth, and I gripped the edge of my seat.
"Okay, Claire, won't be long now."
She reached across to flip open the glove compartment.
"There's some water in there."
It was fizzy and tasted harsh, drying my mouth even more. I closed my eyes, and here it was again, that other road. A dark road, flickering with shadows of trees and cloud. Then the stab of light, and the chaos of jolting, screeching and skidding. Oh God. I jerked upright, and saw we were approaching the turn-off for Wadhurst. Something pulled hard on my insides, and my foot pressed an imaginary brake.
"Alice, do you think..."
My voice cracked. She looked over at me and slowed the car, then pulled into a lay-by. Her blue eyes were clouded.
"We can't, Claire. I haven't told him it's today. And you said yourself it was better to wait. Get settled first."
I nodded. She was right. She squeezed my hand, giving me a wobbly smile.
"Okay."
I managed another nod, and Alice drove on, as I looked back down the road, and that tug came again. So strong this time, it felt like pain. Another swig from the bottle, the gassy stuff stinging my throat. Alice twisted a dial, and a draft of cold air blew into my face and around my ankles.
"Any better?" she asked.
"I'm sorry, can we stop again?" She pulled into a pub car park, and I got out, tugging at the jeans and shirt that clung too tight. Alice walked round to open the boot.
"Look, why don't you put on something cooler?"
All I wanted now was to get back to the safety of the car, away from the wide sky and the fields. But I pulled out the holdall and followed her. The toilets were just inside the main door, and Alice led me into the ladies, leaning on a sink and talking to my reflection, her own distorted by the mirror.
"I'll leave you to it, then." She rubbed my back. "I'll get us some lunch. You should eat something."
The place was cool and clean, a bowl of potpourri between the two sinks. But as I rifled through my clothes, I could smell the stench of prison on them, strong enough to overwhelm the faint scent of lavender. My face in the mirror was bleached stone beneath the dark curls, and the fluorescent light revealed lines around my eyes that I'd never noticed before. 33 wasn't that old, was it? I pinched my cheeks, running my fingers through my hair. Locked in a cubicle, I stripped off. The floor was cool under my bare feet, and I rested my head on the metal door, then put on a thin blouse and cotton trousers. I felt better for the change, but as I stood in front of the sinks again, staring at my white face, I couldn't imagine how I would get through the door.
Come on, just do it.
A woman and child burst in, the little girl holding the door for me, and I found myself in the bar. I stood with the conspicuous holdall on the floor beside me, scanning the room. The worn floorboards stretched away to open French windows, a babble of voices echoing all around. I couldn't see Alice.
"Don't look so worried, darling. If you can't find your friend, you can sit with me."
I recognised that look. You get it even in prison. The one that imagines fucking you, making you squirm. I wanted to tell him what I was, to take that smirk off his face. But instead, I clenched my teeth and headed for the French windows. She was sitting by a stream, her blue dress hanging over the edge of her chair, pale legs stretched out before her, strappy sandals on her feet. I forced a smile as I sat, and she motioned to the drinks.
"I got you still water."
She raised her own glass, full of white bubbles.
"Ordered us some..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?